This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The Apostle Paul in this passage says that we have been called to a ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation, we'll talk about what it means, but I think most people have an idea of what it means. It's a word we rarely use, but it's a good biblical word, that we've been called to a ministry of reconciliation, first and foremost because we were reconciled to God through what happened on the cross. And we are called to a ministry of reconciliation, bringing other people to that reconciliation and reconciling people with other people. Being reconciled to people matters to people, whether you know it or not, because everybody, and I mean everybody in this room, is out of fellowship with somebody. There's somebody in your family, there's somebody in your extended family, there's somebody at work, there's somebody in your neighborhood, there's somebody who used to be a good friend, is no longer a good friend, and you know the drill, we all do, that we need reconciliation with, and we'll find out some things about reconciliation perhaps that you've never heard before. We're in 2 Corinthians 5, the same chapter we were in last week, just a little farther down the page in 2 Corinthians 5, taking a second look at this word called reconciliation. It starts at verse 14. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he, Jesus, died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He or she is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation is an accounting term. It literally means that numbers are balanced, that the receipts out of the cash register match the cash in the cash register. When we ministered in Texas, there was a former homicide detective who was retired who became the chief of security for a national restaurant chain. And I asked him one day, so what do you do with your job? And he said, I travel all over the country and to deal with people who have embezzled money. Cashiers who've taken money out of the cash register, servers who run credit cards 2 and 3 times, and telling me all the horror stories of what happened in his restaurant chain that I won't identify. But he told me that that's all I do. He said, I just travel from restaurant to restaurant, working with local police, sometimes prosecuting people, sometimes investigating things. And reconciliation literally comes that the money in the cash register matches what the receipts say it should be. So it's really just a balancing thing. It means things come together as one. But spiritually, reconciliation is when two people are at odds, come back together. And God, in Jesus Christ, is reconciled to us. God took the initiative. In fact, one author said God was the aggressor in reconciliation. God didn't declare war on you. He declared peace on you. Remember that. God didn't declare war on you, he declared peace on you. And the proof is this passage, and the proof is the cross, that he initiated reconciliation. But most people have the need for reconciliation in their lives personally. Let's read the first verse again, verse 14. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. What compels you? What drives you? You know, most people would say, well, I'm driven to make a living. Some people are driven by ambition. Some people are driven by lust. Some people are driven by a lot of things in life, to beat somebody and compete with somebody. Competition drives them. And Paul says the love of Christ compels us.
Part 3 tomorrow on Cross Hope, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.